This is Webb's second ACL tear at home, and a lot of players have been vocal about the potential of field turf versus grass and causing some injuries. Do you think that the turf has anything to do with it?
You know, I don't know. That's I think I would leave that to the studies. You know, and we've seen some studies, and they kind of go both ways on that. So I have no comment on that right now. But
now
it's
you
a,
can
it's
use all those minutes you pay for that don't really need with
had.
A conversation
you know, what
substitute.
Makes, you know,
that
I,
is
what makes
so generous.
The safest
She's
playing
crazy.
Surface for these guys.
Goodbye paying for what you'll never use.
Jonathan, hello, Jasper, the guys need to step up, obviously, with the injuries. But how important is it for Flacco on the offense to kind of be, take up some of the burden, too?
Well, it's big. You know, you win as a team. You say you win as a team and lose as a team, and it's kind of funny because most of the time when you make that statement, it's after a loss. You know, it's probably a good thing to remember after a win. You win as a team also, and there have been many, many times where we've won because our defense has carried a heavy, heavy burden, right, over the years. And for our offense to carry some of that burden and for our special teams to carry some of that burden is a great thing, you know. And I'm quite sure our defense is going to be doing the same throughout the course of the season. Got a lot of confidence in those guys. We're going to play really good defense as the year goes on.
How much have you seen a team rally behind having so many key injuries like this? I mean, you had them last year and whatnot. Have you seen a team kind of rally behind that?
I can't remember.
With you mentioned Suggs being undecided if he's going to practice this week. Does the same go for David Reed?
Say again?
With David Reed coming up, eligible to come off PUP.
Oh, yeah, same thing with David Reed coming off PUP. Yeah, same thing. We'll just have to see where he's at this week. Some of it has to do with your own your need, you know, the need that we have and that kind of thing. So we'll just have to see see where we're at.
Because you heard just 5 minutes ago or 5 minutes before the game, you don't know the details, right? Whether it's surgery or any of that, that's still too early.
I assume it is, but no, I have no details on that. Just as I was walking through the training room, Mark grabbed me and he just got the phone call in the MRI. Kevin can vouch for that. That's exactly what happened. I see some skepticism out there. It's not a cover-up. Yeah.
And John, I know obviously a very talented defense in Dallas. How would you review how the offense did against that issue?
Well, you know, the offense did well. The only two times that they didn't move the ball were when we were backed up. And so the offense played well. We had to keep a great outside linebacker in check, and you know, we did that. We had to keep a great middle linebacker in check. We did that. Thought we played well.
Coach, can you describe the strides Karen Wink has made since Karen Wink?
Webby?
I'm sorry.
Webby, right. Well, yeah, to me, Lardarius, I think, had become one of the premier corners in the league. I'm biased. I'd say he's the best. You know, you guys are probably – maybe some other people would question that, but I don't question it. I see him every day. You know, I wouldn't take anybody over Lardarius Webb. He will be back. You know, he's been through this before. He will rehab like crazy, and he'll be back next year, you know, stronger than ever. He's just that kind of guy.
Characterize how you felt when you already know that Webb's out, and then
5 minutes ago you get to use
your middle linebacker.
I mean, shrug
your shoulders.
We've
got to turn the page,
or
are you, you know?
wow. I would rather not characterize my emotions because I'm disappointed for those guys. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know. How I or someone else feels about it—it's their thing, you know. These are guys that put so much effort, heart, and soul into what they do. Lardarius yesterday was distraught, you know. He was—I could see it when I walked on the field, on his face, you know. He kind of knew because he's been through it before, and I just felt like he knew, you know. And he was just beside himself. Ray in the locker room afterwards, you know. We didn't know, but he was worried about it, you know, and. And he said some things about, you know, his faith. I mean, he goes back to his faith, and he said some things that I'll never forget. You know, when you face adversity and you face, you know, I mean, you look at his situation and what he's accomplished and what he was hoping to accomplish this year. He's going to have to accomplish those things in different ways because that's the way it's gone, you know. And he puts his faith in Providence, you know, and that's where he's going to go with that. So your heart goes out to those guys.
John, I know you said before you can only win one game and lose one game. You're 1-0 and 0-1, but winning close games is important. It's the difference between maybe 12-4 and 8-8,
right?
And you've won close games the last 2 weeks, won possession games. I mean, you can build on that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, look at the Orioles. You know, how many did they win? They won. They were, you know, you're going to have them. It's better to win them. You know, and that's something I think that we all need to understand as we build our football team. There is no 7-game series. You know, there's no 5-game series in football. when you get to the playoffs or you get to the end of the year in December when you have to play football, it's a one-game series. You know, it's a one-game in 1 week series. And if you win it, it counts for seven. It counts for four out of seven, I guess you'd have to say. So it's important to understand how to win a football game, a close football game. Our guys have done that so far this year. We're going to need to keep doing that. Sure, we'd like to have some that weren't so close, you know. It'd be probably better for all of us, you know. And we'll do our best to try to do that. But it's tough. It's a tough league, and our guys have done a nice job with the close games. You're right.
Did you get a chance to say anything to Buck yesterday?
He was like, we were like, all of a sudden I look back, bam, there he was. You know, it's like, that's Buck Showalter. You know, hey, Buck, you're great. You know, I said, I think you're great. I said, hey, we got to talk, you know, we got to talk. So he's like, hey, yeah, okay, good luck, you know. I tell you, I think he was, I don't know, you have to ask him, but this is my take on it. He was a little bit taken aback by the response of the crowd, you know, both on the field and when you saw him up top in the suite up there. It looked to me like he was pretty moved by it, you know. It was really cool.
John, everything seemed to click on Jacoby's return. And what does that say, one, about the blocking and the improvements you guys have made on special teams? And then also, what does it just say about his natural ability and speed to just break
it? Right, it says both. You know, we've been really close on the returns, we feel like, all year. We've said that before, but it doesn't mean much until you break one. You know, we had another one that was about gone, too. You know, the one up the right sideline there. So he's got a great knack for he's got great acceleration. He's really strong. He's got a great knack for hitting a hole. The hole doesn't stay open for long. And he's got a feel for that. So I think it says that we're a threat, you know, in the return game. We've felt like we needed to be, and it's going to have to be something that's going to be important, you know, this year as we go forward.
With you and Houston both 5-1, do you look this game in the early half of the season kind of as the class of, you know, to determine the class of the AFC at this point?
No, not really. I don't look at it like that. Is there a follow-up on that? That would be...
No. How would you characterize it in that sense?
I would characterize it that we're going to go play a game. You know, it's going to count at the end. And it's going to matter on our record, and it's going to matter on their record, you know, when it all comes down to at the end. All those kind of, like, characterizations, just they just don't mean that much to us. It just, what difference does it make? You add them up as you go.
John, with Ladarius, we saw him play inside in the nickel. Is that a role you kind of envision for Corey Graham? We saw him do that quite a bit in the preseason and training camp.
Yeah, Corey's been in there. Corey will do a good job in there. He won't be the only one. You know, we've got a couple guys that can play in there. So Asa will be a part of that, you know, and we'll just have to see how it goes. The thing I like about Corey is he can play outside, he can play inside, and he can play safety. So he gives us a lot of versatility there.
McClellan's role changed too, right?
Right, McClellan can play outside, and he can play inside. So that gives us some versatility there too.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.